So Labor really has no time to lick its wounds right now. It needs to get on with the business of electing a new leader and then a new policy direction. Michelle Grattan's in our Parliament House studios. Michelle, hello there.
Hi, Fran.
Well, Michelle, Scott Morrison played a blinder. There is no doubt about that. He had a very strong campaign. How much was he helped, do you believe, in this result on Saturday by the weight of Labor's policy reforms and the fact that Labor had a leader who was not popular?
I think he was helped a lot in that. Obviously, his campaigning was excellent and cut through very strongly. But I think that if Labor had a leader that people were willing to trust, and if it had had a somewhat lighter agenda of change — it doesn't mean that it needed no agenda at all, but it just had too much, was too heavy, and it was more than the traffic would bear.
Yeah. So was it the size of the agenda rather than the direction of it? We heard Joel Fitzgibbon there saying they've got to move back to the centre. Was it a particularly left-wing agenda, Michelle, in your view?
I'm not sure that the term left-wing is really applicable here, but it was an agenda which created multiple losers. You had losers on the negative gearing initiative, mm-hmm. and you had losers on the franking credits change. Now, that's not to say they weren't reasonably based policies, but if you create that many losers and also open the debate up to a really big scare campaign, multiple scare campaigns, then eventually you reach a tipping point and enough people say, no, I won't accept that. And I think some of the language too is really bad. For example, Bill Shorten talking in terms of people getting gifts through those tax refunds.
That was overused. You know, that kind of language, big end of town. I don't know that a lot of people in middle Australia feel like they're the big end of town, and they also don't like that kind of divisive talk, perhaps. Michelle, the search is on for a new Labor leader. Already internal calls for the party to shift back to the centre, as we heard there from Joel Fitzgibbon. And Joel Fitzgibbon essentially saying he might put his hand up there.
Well, that was a bit of a surprise.
Yeah, with a bit of a call out to some of the biggest unions to back him, I think. Do you think a shift back to the centre, if that is the call, would rule out Anthony Albanese and Tanya Plibersek, both of whom likely to be contenders and both of whom are from the left?
Well, I think it would be harder for them to shift the party back to the centre, although I might say that when Anthony Albanese was raising his flag before those Super Saturday by-elections, you remember he gave a big speech where he talked about the need for Labor to connect better with business, and that was a shift to the centre type speech. But I think that Labor should consider going to a whole new generation, and one candidate that I would have thought would be quite attractive in that regard is Jim Chalmers, who of course is shadow finance minister and has a lot of economic credentials, and also comes from Queensland, where Labor really needs to do a big rebuilding job, and he's from the right as well, so he does tick a lot of boxes. He'd be coming very much from behind, and obviously wouldn't be a contender if Chris Bowen threw his hat in the ring, but I think Chris Bowen is very burdened by being associated with this suite of policies.
And just very briefly, Michelle, we've got less than a minute left, but a lot of people this morning saying, well, how do the polls get it so wrong? Can we ever trust polls again? If the polls are so untrustworthy, maybe the Lib shouldn't have changed leaders so many times. What does this do about polling?
It does raise enormous questions, and it's for the pollsters to answer, but it is disturbing because in Australia, where we have compulsory voting, we have been able to trust the polls much more than in other places. Mm. It's amazing they were so wrong across the board.
Yes.
And there does need, obviously, to be some technical look at this.
Look at the methodology. Michelle, thank you very much.
Thanks, Fran.
Michelle is Chief Political Correspondent with The Conversation. Coming up after the news, we'll be joined by the giant killer in this election campaign, Zali Steggall.